get
the one.
Burger
yeah. All right. So let's take a look back over here on Samaches Amud Aleph. All right. We got a little distracted today, so it's getting a late start. All right. Let's continue over here. So it's a tough little sugya. We got to go a little slower than I thought we could. So let's take it. Let's take it one more time. So we've got Rav who holds that what that Yayish Kedi is Kona. Now, since the old Yeish alone is Kona, that means to say if I steal an object and the Bailim are Miyayish, then it's mine and I owe money, but the object is mine. That's a constraint on his case of Tovach Umochar, because we have a rule. You're only going to be Chayev Dal Vehei if you sell or Shecht the animal while it still has the shame of the original Baal, right? While it still belongs to the original, to the Nignav. So therefore, according to Rav, since after Yeish it belongs to the Ganav, as the Chefza belongs to the Ganav, the only time it's possible to be Chayev for Tovach Umochar is Lifnei Yeish. He's just forced into that position. Correct? Okay, good. So therefore, the Gemara is trying to go through cases to show that that dafka tovachu mochar, or at least tov mochar, has to be after yesh. Okay, and then that would prove Rav is wrong. So let's take the first case. So the first case was utvacho mocharo matvicha sheina chozeres af mechira sheina chozeres. So there's a hekish between the shechita and the mechira, just like the shechita can't be undone. So too, the mechira can't be undone, can't be subject to return. Now, when is it not subject to return? Okay, if you're going to tell me it's before Yeyush, then on the contrary, since there was no kinyan to the lokeach, correct, there was no real maisa mechira. So, of course, it's chozeres. And if you're going to tell me, so therefore it must be after Yeish. But if, because then the lokeach is kona with shinei rishus after Yeish. Not kona with shinei rishus before Yeish, only after Yeish. So therefore, the only time it's going to be an eino chozeres is after Yeish. But if he's already kona after Yeish, because Yeish alone is kona to the ganav, then he shouldn't be chayev. So you're going to be stuck. Either it's before or after Yeish. If it's before Yeish, it's chozeres. If it's after Yeish, it's not the ganavs. It's not the baals anymore. It's his. So according to Rav, it would be impossible to be chayav dalvei if you with this. According to this brisa, it's going to be impossible for Rav to be chayav dalvei. Correct. So what's the Gemara's answer? So the Gemara says no. When it says that it has to be a mechira that's not chozeres, that doesn't mean that it's not chozeres in terms of din. That doesn't mean that the lokeach is kona. Is just a description of the type of transaction that the ganav enters into with the lokeach. He has to attempt to be doing a complete permanent sale. Okay, in other words, his maisa of mechira, even though it's not valid, even though it's not effective, and the object will be returned. But that's not what it means by Eino Chozeres. By Eino Chozeres, it means it's a prat to a temporary type of kinyan. That when he makes the kinyan, that in truth is not really good, but when he does that maisa, it has to be an absolute, it has to be a mechira gemura that he's attempting to do. Right? Now that's Rashi. Eino Chozeres, in the Hava Mina, it thought it meant he's not going to be chayav unless it's a real mechira. Right, but according to the Maskana, it's just a prat to the case where he tries to sell it just for 30 days. Okay, really, it's lefnei yeish. V'hai eino chozeres to ketani. It's not a miut to the case of where it's lo ahanu maisav. Okay, even though it's not a hanu maisav, even though the mechira isn't really technically a valid mechira, he's still chayev. Why? Because he's still a shana b'chet. It's just a shear in his attachment to the chet of gezel. if he's attached to the chid of Gezel, he's going to try to that he persists in the original chid of Gezel instead of taking the object and feeling guilty and doing tshuva and giving it back, or even feeling guilty and just ignoring it. He's on the contrary. He's doubling down on his chait, and he's now controlling it and trying to gain something out of it.
What case is that?
That's where he sells it even before Yesh, right? He doesn't have to actually really be Mahana Maisav. It's not a conversion of the Gezel into the legitimate Kinyan. That was Nishtarish B'chait. Shana B'chait just means it's a shear of his attachment to the Chait. So in terms of his attachment, it just goes by what he's, in his mindset, what's he doing. In his mindset, he's low zuz. He didn't move from the reality of the chait. Not that the reality of the chait went into reality of halacha. That's a hanumaisuf. That's a different kind of corruption. It's just that he stays in that reality of chait. He stole and he acts in furtherance of that gezel, of that geneva. So, but that means he has to do it in a permanent way. He has to do it in a permanent way. If he's just lending it out, that's not called shana v'chait. That would be in line with the Rambam's idea. He's trying to get rid of it to profit on it. Yeah. It's a good question. Why is it not shana v'chait when he's just doing it for 30 days?
You know, again, that's like the problem with having this being like some philosophical.
He says, "All right, avagav de lo hanu chay v'achmona hol v'shana b'chait." But it's a miyot hecha de lo mochar ganav lokech el lasos ba malocha shloshim yom, to who kischiras ba'alma. Okay, well, there's a certain limit we can. There's a certain limit over here to how much we can, go into the tam. But he's saying, the nature of the maisa mechira, the nature of the chiyah of dal v'hei is because he's a shana b'chait. But what constitutes being a shana v'chait? A maisa mechira. And he's defining the maisa mechira must be a full maisa mechira. Otherwise, it's not shana v'chait. Okay?
So then if it's a mech of tos, it wouldn't be mechayev and harbor
b'chumishim? No, it is. What do you mean a mech of tos?
A maisa mechira.
No, no. It has to, just goes by his maisa. We're just going to measure him from his maisa. So did he do... Right. Did he, in his framework, did he do a full Maisa Mechira or not? If he didn't do a full Maisa Mechira, he's not a Shana B'chait.
It's really like a Kamana thing.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, there is some reality to his Maisa Mechira, because he did have the control over the animal, and he is giving control, he is giving it over to another person. So there is a real tzuras hamaisa of what he's doing, right? It's not like if I would just take money from you for his animal that's in his yard. You say I didn't do anything. You can't. You say that's not even called a maisa mechira because I have no shaifas to the animal. Here I do have a tfisa of a ganav. In a certain sense, in the ganav framework, I'm doing in the ganav framework in the sense of what I have. I am doing a maisa mechira on it. Okay, and that ma'isa mechira has to be eina chozeres, prat l'shloshim yom. Okay, that's how Rav is going to have to answer this brisa. That once again, it really all is taking place before Yeish, and there's no need for the kinyan to be a legitimate actual kinyan. That's not the Isser of Dalav, that's not the Machayev of Dalavay. It's not turning the Gezel into an actual transaction. It's just persisting in your chait by taking it to the next level. That next level, though, is defined by a Maisa Mechira. We can ask, why wouldn't Sheila be? That's a different question. We don't have a name Ma on that. But it has to be that he's actually now trying to get the full hana'a of that animal from the dumim of that animal. So it has to be a full maisa mechira. Okay? So therefore, it's a prat l'shloshim yom. Okay, but everything is good for Rav. Shot-wise, good? Okay, good. So now the question though is like this. The Shita Mikubetzes has an interesting question over here. Right? What's his question? He says like this. Why can't you work it out? I'll just go from memory here. He says, what's the Gemara's question on Rav? The Gemara's question on Rav, the Brisa says, has to be in a Chozeres, right? And the Gemara's kasha is, if he sold it before Yeyush, it's always Chozer. So therefore, it's a kasha on Rav. It implies he sold it after Yeyush, and it was Shina, and Shina is not Kona. No, why can't you say like this? Why can't you say everything is literal? It has to be a Shir, it has to be a Mechir that's not Chozeres. And he sold it before Yeyush. How is it possible to sell something before Yeyush and for that sale to be actual? Well, why don't you say it like this? I sold it before Yeyush, and then the Baal was Miyayesh after the sale. So now it's Shinei Rishus. It's Shinei Rishus followed by Yeyush. And then the Kona, the Lokeach is Kona. That's his question. Why can't you work it out like that? Why can't you work it out like that? No, so he's saying you don't need, to change the meaning of Eino Chozeres. Mm-hmm. You can say Eino Chozeres means Eino Chozeres. It means that the Lokeach gets to keep it. But when, so now your only question is, you're saying that how could you have a mechira that's Eino Chozeres if the mechira is Lifnei Yeyush? That's the problem that's pushing you to change the plain pshat of Eino Chozeres into this Prat L'Shloshim Yom, which you're not satisfied with, right? So why don't you say like this? Eino Chozeres means Eino Chozeres. And you can work it out, even though the mechira is Lifnei Yeyush, as long as the Yeyush... as long as there's Yeyush afterwards. In other words, Shinei Rishus followed by Yeyush would be the case. So he sold it Lifnei Yeyush. So then when he sold it, it wasn't his. There was the Maisa Mechira, he'll be Chayav Dal Vehei. Why? Because when he did the Maisa Mechira, it wasn't his. And now that he is Yeyush after the Mechira, he is Kona completely. So it's an Eino Chozeres.
So we don't care about the time in between
That's the second answer, right? No, but in his question, he's saying that... The question doesn't care about that. The question is saying, as long as he did a Maisa Mechira, and as long as he did a Maisa Mechira to the object of the Baal, right? And what? And it's not Chozeres, then he'll be hit with the Dal Vehei. So you can work it out where he sells it before Yeyush, and then the Baal is Miyayesh. That's his question. So in his first answer, he has to say that that's impossible. That's what he says. In his first answer, he says no. He says that if you have Shinei Rishus and then Yeyush, the Lokeach is not Kona. He's only Kona Dafka if it's Yeyush and then Shinei Rishus. So that's the question. The question is, what's the difference? And that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam says clearly it doesn't matter when the Yeyush occurs, in the beginning of Perikei, right? In Geneva. He says it doesn't matter if it was a Mechira and then Yeyush, or Yeyush and then the Mechira. The Meiri says it openly, right, also, that it doesn't matter what the order is, Yeyush or Shinei Rishus, which one comes first. And this Rabbeinu Peretz seems to be in doubt, right? Or whoever this is. But you have one guy in the that's the Shita. The Shita seems to be in doubt, right?
But that whole thing was going to tell me the Rabbeinu Peretz.
Oh yeah, all of that was.
Yeah, and then he asked a question on it. He's in doubt. That's correct.
But then you have it later on. Clearly, you're in the Talmid of Rabbeinu Peretz, in the Dira Maskel Lo Teim Mishum Dabo Yeyush V'Shinei Rishus. He says it openly over there that it definitely has to be Yeyush first, and then Shinei Rishus. Because he says, if the Shinei Rishus precedes the Yeyush, he calls that Bo Liyode BeIsura. Now the Meiri also said it can't be Bo liyade b'isura. But he doesn't seem to care if it's shini rishus or yesh first. Right? So what do you say over here? Just on the question, whether does it matter if we say that yesh shini rishus is kona. Is it dafka yesh followed by shini rishus? Or is it just as long as there are both at one point? It doesn't matter if the shini rishus preceded the yesh. So just on that question, what do you say?
Okay, so one way you guys are saying is like this, that if that in all of these cases after Yayush, so really the Baal has removed his interest. The only thing is to be Kona, you need a Maisa, you need to do express a Maisa of Bailus. Right? That's what you're saying, Johnny. You need to do some kind of a Maisa to put your shame into it. An expression of your bilis.
So you're saying that the guy who's buying it, right, the Shini Rishus guy, he is the one who is expressing his bilis by taking it into his Rishus. If I'm not misunderstanding you. So he says, but
the only time that you can express your bilis is when there's when you're not. But the only time the expression of the mice of expressing your bilis is good is when the original baal is miyayish already. In other words, your mice of bilis is going to be kona in the absence of his bilis. So, but if his bilis is still being expressed because he's not miyayish, then your mice is not going to qualify as a mice ki, right? So therefore, if he's miyayesh in the rishus of the first ganav, so then the second ganav is able to come in and express bailus, right? But if he's not miyayesh in the rishus of the first ganav, then the second guy who takes it is also doing a maisa of lekicha be'isra. It's still isur b'liyadi, meaning to say, that maisa of taking it is not a maisa of kinyan because it still has the shame of the original baal. Therefore, when the baal is miyayesh, he still is in the same exact position as the first ganav. In other words, why isn't the first ganav kona? Because his maisa, so to speak, of kinyan was done in the while the in the presence of the original baal's identity, right? So the second guy is no different than the first guy. Is that what you're saying? Or you want to change? So in terms of the way you're understanding, you're saying Isura Boli Yode means, what do we mean when we say that he can't be Kona because it's be Isura Boli Yode? It means say if the Maisa of his Kinyan was done B'Shas Isser, then it will never be able to convert into a Maisa of Kinyan later on. So the only time the Kenyan will be a good Maisa Kenyan is when the Baal is Miyayish already. Then all he needs to do is by taking it, express his identity in it. But if at the time that he's taking it, the original Baal is not Miyayish, then his Maisa can't qualify as a Maisa Kenyan. And once it can't qualify as a Maisa Kenyan, it was negated, then the fact that the Baal removes his interest is not going to convert it into a Maisa Kenyan. Okay, so then you're putting the focus of the kinyan of Shini Rishus where? On the Maisa of the second guy. On the Maisa of the Loker. Right? That it's the second Rishus is doing a Maisa, so to speak, to the Heftza of kinyan. And the original Ganav is basically just the metzias of where he's getting it from. In other words, the way you're putting it is the original ganav after yeish is like an aveda. The object is similar to an aveda. The only thing is the ganav himself can't be kona because he created that situation. But the second guy can come along and pick it up. The second guy can come along and pick it up from that situation. Okay. What about a ganav from a ganav?
Just a question.
The second lokeach the lokeach, if the original baal is not miyayesh, whether he knows it or not, is a tfisa that's a violation of the original baalus. So that's a might. That's not a maisa kinyan, because it has the quality of a maisa of iser. The tfisa is connected the original baal. It's only when the original baal is miyayesh, now his tfisa is not connected the baal. So now that can be considered a maisa kinyan, right? But you can't reverse the order. Okay. So what's the other way? What's the other way? The Rambam, the Meiri? Okay, so there are a couple of ways of looking at the other way, at the side that holds that the order doesn't matter. There are two ways of looking at it. So you guys are saying like this. You guys are saying that what? That what? Let me hear again. How are you saying it? But then you've got to go to the Heshivas Agzela. In other words, what's the difference between the first Ganav and the second Ganav and the Lokeach? The first Ganav did a Maisa Geneva. Right? The second, the Lokeach, didn't do a Maisa Geneva. Okay. We'll have to think about Ganav from the Ganav, but okay, for now we'll just forget about that. But the second Ganav, you might say that holding it is an Isser. But he didn't do a Maisa of Geneva. So they want to say that what prevents the Kenyan in the Rishus of the original Ganav is the Maisa Geneva.
He says we need to prevent it. Like, why is it the case just with Yehudah? In other words, the case seems to be that...
The thing is like this. So here, we're just getting a little clearer in the question. The point is like this. The question is not that he did a mechira, and then the guy was miyayesh, so the lokeach is going to be koneh from that maisa yesh alone, right? Because that wouldn't be related to his mechira. It has to be that he's trying to work it out that the shinei rishus plus the later yesh later on made it like it was a real maisa mechira. Because it doesn't seem possible to say that the lokeach has to return the object. I mean, why would he not be kona? Because he's isur bo liyodei. But Rav holds the ganav himself is kona, and there's no isur bo liyodei greater than that. So it's just a question of whether I can turn the mechira into a mechira. Yeah. In other words, what it boils down to is the original. What it boils down to is the question: when the ganav sells the object, do we view him as a baal that's actually selling something of his own? Or, in other words, when we don't hold like Rav, okay, that's what's getting us a little bit confused. We don't hold like Rav, and we're thinking about it in our framework, when the question is in Rav's framework. So we got to figure out how to transfer the transformation from our framework to Rav's framework. That's what's getting us a little bit mixed up. But let's think about it like this. Let's take our framework for a minute. So we hold you need Yayush and Shinei Rishus, correct? So he's saying like this. How does that work? How is the second guy Kona? So the way we've been saying it is according to different Shitas, but according to the Kovetz, for instance, it means to say that the Ganav, even though he's not Kona, right, in his Rishus he has a certain bailus of a Ganav, okay? He has a certain control of a Ganav. And then he has the ability now to be makne what he has to the next guy. And the only thing that's preventing his chalos kinyan is his chiyav hashava. But he can be makne to the next rishus whatever he has, and the lokeach is not doing a maisa geneva like you guys are saying, and therefore he doesn't have a chiyav hashava, and he'll have a full kinyan. Because the Ganav really has a kind of a kinyan that's being held up by his chiyav hashava that stems from his maisa geneva. But he has that represents a certain kind of a bailus that's being prevented from having its full chalos because of an extraneous impediment. So he can sell to the next guy that bailus, which will exist without the impediment. I mean,
whether you can swallow that or not. That's the basic, that's the way he's been setting it up, right? So on that premise, the Kovetz has the Shita's questions as follows. What about according to Rav? What if I would, can the Ganav also sell his kinyan that he has now before Yeish to the next? Well, let's take Rav. Rav holds the Ganav himself has a tfisa on the object, right? And he's not Kona because there's no Yeish, right? So can he also sell what he has, so to speak, to the next Rishus, and then when Yeish kicks in, it'll turn out that the Lokeach bought from the Ganav that state. He bought that bilus of Lifna Yeish. Then it would be a Mechira. In other words, can we view the Ganav as selling anything that will be completed with Yeish? So if the Ganav himself, according to Rav, has a certain tfisa on the object, it's gozal v'lo nisyayishu abaylam, neither one can be makdish, right? So the Ganav has a certain kind of a Rishus. There's a Rishus of a Ganav, right? Ganav after Ganav, he's Potter. Why? Because it was not Gunav Mibesa Ish, it was Gunav Mibesa Ganav. So the Ganav has a certain Rishus. The Ganav is considered to have a certain tfisa on the object, a control over the object. That is an element of Bilus, correct? So the Shita's question is like this. Now, what is preventing that bilus from being chal into a full identity of bilus? It's the fact that the original baal is not miayish. So it exists in the rishus of the ganav as a certain latent state that could develop into a full ownership. He has like a prevented bilus. Right, he has a certain hold on it. It's in his rishus. That rishus is recognized as an actuality. It's preventing the original baal from being makdishit, right? And it's considered. It's not going to be considered stolen from the original baal when someone steals it from him. So that rishus is a real rishus. The only thing is that rishus isn't a full bailus because the original baal is still not miayish. Okay. But can I sell that to the next guy? Is there going to be a kinyan? Can that be transferred to the next guy? That's his question. Say, look, I'll sell to the next guy my rishus, so to speak. And then when you get it and the baal is miyayesh, it'll turn out my mechira was a real mechira. So he says, so his first answer is no. He says, why? He says, because since it was Isur Boliyade, now the Rav doesn't care about Isur Boliyade, right? But that's in terms of the ultimate Kinyan. He doesn't care about Isur Boliyade. So of course the Lokeach will be Kona after the Yeish. He's not going to not be Kona because of Isur Boliyade if the Ganav himself is Kona Isur Boliyade. But he means to say, since when he was Machnet to him, He had no actual bilus on it. He only had the bilus of being mafkia, the rishus of the original owners. That doesn't represent a maisa kinyan. And we just view it as if the object wound up in the rishus of the lokeach when yeish occurred. And we don't consider the original ganav to have done a maisa kinyan to the lokeach. I mean, right? That's going to be the only question of you. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know if this has an impact on. According to us, we hold. Right. Right. So then, according to us, it'd be a nafkamina in terms of, since we need, it would be a nafkamina whether there's a kinyan at all to the lokeach. As for Rav, there's no question that the lokeach is going to get to keep it, no matter what. Because there's no question that if the ganav himself gets to keep it after Yeish, then of course the lokeach gets to keep it after Yeish. The only question is, can we view that maisa as a mechira, is his question. Now that will have a nafkamina for us. Okay? Because if we view it as a maisa mechira, then you could say that that we need Yeish and Shini Rishus. But then you can say that that if it's a good mechira, then the second guy will be kona. And if it's not a good mechira, the lokeach will not be kona. In other words, Rav was not asking in terms of the question, the shita's question is not in terms of kona or not kona. Because you don't need any kinyan to be kona, he just has to be yesh. His question, though, is in terms of the mechira, which it seems will have a ramification for us, in terms of whether he'll be kona at all. In other words, if you're going to say that the sale of the ganav to the lokeach is isura asal yodeh, that means to say you don't consider there to be any legitimacy of that transaction. And it means to say that the lokeach is exactly in the same position as the ganav. Right? Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. Now, so that means like this. There's two ramifications for that. In the Shita's framework, he's just questioning whether or not Rav would consider that to be a Maisa Mechira that's considered a permanent Maisa Mechira. In order for it to be a permanent Maisa Mechira, there has to be a legitimacy of the transaction, and the result of the transaction is permanent. Okay? So if you say Isura Asal Yodei to the Lokeach, that means to say there's no legitimacy to that transaction. And we just consider the lokeach exactly like the ganav. You with me?
Right. Exactly. Meaning, like, if it's not a legitimate mechira, then it's as if it's almost as if it's like, you know, it was in the ganav.
Exactly. Like the Meiri says, you need shini rishus and yeyush. And the rishus of the ganav is never considered to be another rishus. So if it's a legitimate transaction, then it's considered another rishus. If it's an iser boliyade transaction, meaning that there's no transaction, then he's just considered to be a continuation of the state of the ganav. You don't consider there to be any transaction. There's no difference. Okay? So the thing is like this. If you're holding like Rav, that Yeish, Kedi is Kona anyway, in terms of who owns the object, in terms of whether Lokeach owns the object or not, there's no difference. He'll always own the object. Because Yeish, Kedi is Kona wherever it is. Even in the hands of the Ganav. The extension of the Ganav, certainly. Right? But for Rav, it'll be a nafkamina in terms of whether there's a Maisa Mechira that's Eino Choseris, though. Right, so the Shita is saying, why can't Rav's case be of a mechira that's not choseres, that he sells it and then he's miayish? If that would be a mechira that's not choseres, that would mean to say there's some legitimacy to the transaction. Right. So his answer is no. There's no legitimacy to that transaction. But if you say there's no legitimacy to the transaction, that means to say that that the lokeach is just a reincarnation of the ganav, and it's not a different rishus. So of course he'll be kona according to Rav, but you can't say that the ganav sold it in a way that's ein chazeres because it's not considered a sale at all, right? But we don't hold like Rav. But it still has a nafkamina for us. Right? Because we hold that Yeyush and Shini Rishus is Kona. Correct? But the only thing that's called a Shini Rishus is when it's not an Isura Boliyode Shini Rishus. So if you hold it's a good transaction, then the transaction can precede the Yeyush. If you hold it's a bad transaction, then it dafka has to be Yeyush and then the Mechira. Right? So really it comes down to that one question. Before Yeyush and the Ganav sells it, is there any, so to speak, transaction? Or is it just as if the Rishus of the Ganav is extending to the Lokeach? Is the Lokeach... so this, that now we got it a little clearer, right? I'm not saying our stories were wrong before. I'm just saying we have to make sure that we have the right facts.
Right back.
So now you can work all these stories again. So now let's go back. I was just confused before because it has nothing to do with, because you have to you just have to recognize that this Gemara, this sheet is limited to the case of is focusing on Rav, right? But it's going to be have a nafkamina for us too. Just have to make sure that when you're talking about it, you recognize that. In other words, if you can look at it that way, that there's no Maisa Mechira, so then it's just that the Ganav is not really a Gavra of Bailas, it's just that his Tfisa is being Ma'akev, the original owner's full Shem Bailas. But he's just a Ma'akev. So therefore, if I sell it to the next to the Lokeach is just the same Ma'akev. There's no difference.
Right. And you're saying the other side would hold that. Doesn't hold that. It's just
the other side is saying, no, the Ganav really is really a Baal. It's just his Chiyuvei Hashava that are preventing the Chalos of his Bailas. But he really does have a kind of a Bailas. Then his sale would be a real sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be a sale, and then you could argue it's a sale that's Eino Chozeres, because he did a real Maisa of Mechira, and since the Baal was now Miyayesh, that Mechira was a permanent Mechira.
And according to the sheet that holds that,
Let's try it this way. There's two questions. First question is what's the relationship of the Ganav to the object before Yeyush? Right? Is he just considered to be a mafkia of the bailus of the nignav? He's just a reducer of his bailus because he took away control. Right? He's like a negative. Or is he considered to have some kind of a kinyan in the object of geneva? Okay? That's the first fork.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say he has a kind of a kinyan of Geneva, what is it that is preventing the full kinyan from being chal?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you say, Yeish Kedi is Kona, that would mean to say that it's just the original Baal's, it's just as long as he's expressing his Bailus, so then he can't be Kona. But once the original guy gives up his bailus, he can be Kona. Or is it that it's the Chiyuvei Hashava that are makir his bailus, right? So then that would be a question of whether they're really two independent questions. They're really independent questions, truthfully, right? One question is what's the relationship of the Ganav to the object before Yesh? And the other one is what will create the kinyan of Geneva?
Right, so isn't that, I mean, that's, I think at the end of the year I said that there seems
to be... His chakira is in the relationship of the Ganav to the object, right? And he's saying like this, if the Ganav is considered to be a ma'akev of the object, then when he gives it to the next Rishus is no different than he is. and he doesn't have anything to give. The next guy just takes his place as the next ma'akev, right? But if he's considered to be a baal on the chefza, but his bailus isn't complete because either the lack of yeish or the lack of a maisa came in, then he could do a maisa of mechira to the next guy. And then whenever what is missing is completed in the next guy's rishus, the next guy will be kona. But it'll be a nafkamina in terms of whether it's considered to be a... Is the next guy considered to be... So now I'll go like this. If he's considered to be a baal on the object before yeyush, the only thing is he can't be kona, right? Because there's no yeyush. Let's take Rav. So then the next guy will be kona after the yeyush, and it'll turn out that he sold that to him. He sold to him the object that he's kona with the yeyush. So that would be a mechira. Right? But if the ganav is not considered to be a baal on the object, then he didn't do anything. Just happened to be, it was in the next guy's rishus when the guy was in the yeyush. And also for the other question, if your old yeyush kedi is not kona, so that means to say that it has to be another rishus, not a rishus of Isser that it comes into in order to be kona. So then, if the guy is a ma'akev, then the next rishus will also be the same exact state of Isser, because he's also holding it against the Baal's will. It also came into his rishus against the ownership of the original Baal. But if you say the Yeish Kedi is... but if you say that the Ganav has a certain control over it, so then you could say he sold to the next guy that very thing. And the next guy got it as not Isur above the other. Mm-hmm. In other words, the first guy is considered to be the violator of the rishus of the owner. And then he is considered to have a certain control over it. And that's recognized as a kinyan and a bailus of the ganav. The guy who buys it from him is not viewed as a new maisa geneva. So it's only the first ganav who can't be kona after yeyush, because it was boli yode through the isser of geneva. But the second guy, it's not. He was kona. And of course, you'll have to wait until yeyush. But you could say that was a Maisa Mechira. If you hold that the Ganav has a Bailus, it's a full-fledged Mechira once he sells it. The only thing is, it's not going to be Eina Chozeres until the guy is Miyayesh. That's the second answer.
So, which is the primary question?